there. We are all travelers. To travel, we need to travel light. This month we are going to Himalayas. Himalayas, those who can travel light can enjoy. Those who are traveling with excess baggage, they will be dragging their heels. Excess baggage is a problem. Excess baggage, you have to, security also is a problem. You have to security, you are looking after, and extra care, extra time is spent on managing the excess baggage. Patanjali Yoga Sutra, Patanjali is talking about shed your excess baggage physically and mentally. The physical excess baggage also you have to shed, and then only you can travel with ease. We are all travelers. Travelers, soul has embarked on this journey. Soul has to travel. We are a traveler. Soul has on the journey is sojourned. In between, it halted. Instead of traveling light, it started accumulating things. The soul started accumulating more and more things. So the journey has become painful. Supposed to travel this soul, we are a traveler, supposed to travel light. Sojourned every place, it is stopping and start accumulating excess baggage. Journey has become painful. Patanjali says, what brings in the pain in the body, this pain in the mind, this makes the journey painful, it is called as klesha. It is called as a klesha. Klesha, it is talking about, Patanjali talks about avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, kleshaha. He talks about the klesha. My supposed to travel light, boy, life has become complicated. So much of excess baggage, it is talking about avidya. Root cause the problem is avidya. We have forgotten that we are a traveler. We think we are here, set out for ever. We have forgotten that we are traveler. If you want to travel, the limited baggage journey becomes joyful. Avidya, then asmita means ego. It's puffed up with ego. For my status, how can I travel light? For my status, I have to display whatever I can. I have to show off. Ego. And raga is attachment. Dvesha is a distorted attachment, is called as dvesha. Dvesha, hating. I hate somebody. Why? My love has got distorted. Distorted love is called as hate. Dvesha, abhinivesha, it's the fear of letting go. Fear of, when I have accumulated so much of things in my life, how can I live? I have been traveling, I went so many places, how can I let it go? Let go is a big fear. I accumulated with so much of, I worked hard, I was sojourned in many places, how can I let go? Departure, final journey of this life becomes very painful. I don't want to give up that accumulation. The greed, the third one is called as raga. The desire, raga is attachment. Attachment leads to loba. Loba is greed. Loba means greed. I want more. I'm a collector, keep on accumulating things. Patanjali says, you had to inculcate, develop a quality, what is called as aparigraha. Graha, graha means getting gravitated. I get attracted. Graha means gravitation. Gravitation, a word has come from graha. Gravity. I get gravitated towards things. Aparigraha, means iti brahma. Para means highest. When you get attracted to the higher things, lower things naturally drops off. We have no idea about the higher things. Only we get attracted towards the ordinary things. Aparigraha means get attracted to the higher things in your life. That is called as aparigraha. Aparigraha is non-accumulation, non-collection. Non-collection makes your life enjoyable. Aparigraha sthairye janma kathanta sambodaha. Patanjali talks about aparigraha. By establishing in aparigraha, one knows about the past and the future. Knows about the past. I have come here because I accumulated so much. The one who has established, now I don't want my future journey be painful. The one knows about the past. I want to travel light. When I depart from this life also, I should travel light, not with a baggage of karma, again load on me, hampering my journey. Aparigraha, janma kathanta sambodaha. Patanjali, aparigraha sthairya. Yet one who has established knows about the journey. That I know I have come here because of my excess baggage. I know I am traveler. I have to travel light. The Patanjali, one who has established in aparigraha, starts enjoying life. The travel becomes easier. Ya enam veti hantaram yaschai nam manyate hatam ubhautau na vijanito nayam hanti na hanyate. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about one who starts accumulating, ego gets puffed up. I am working, I earn this one, I empower, I make others to suffer, I enjoy it, others' cost. Sri Krishna says, those who says, I am the enjoyer, let them suffer, or the other person is saying, I am suffering because of that person, ubhautau na vijanito, both of them are ignorant people. Those they say, by accumulating I enjoy, another person saying that he robbed everything from me, both do not know, they do not understand. They keep on accumulating more and more the karmas onto them. Sri aparigraha. Aparigraha is a mark of a spiritual inroads. One who has made inroads into the spiritual journey, aparigraha, let go happens naturally. It's a sign of a person who has evolved spiritually. Aparigraha comes naturally. Aparigraha comes naturally because that person has got gravitated towards the higher things. The one who has established in aparigraha, the one who has made inroads in spiritual sadhana, enjoys the life, revels in the life, aparigraha dawns naturally. So Patanjali says, established in aparigraha, travel light, enjoy your journey, enjoy your stay here, move on and burden, lessen your excess baggage, physical, shed your excess baggage physically and mentally, and travel light.